Welcome to Investors Insights. Our topic today is pivotal fourth quarter decisions. We have a lot of information for you today, and we had a great debate earlier this morning, and want to bring you into that debate as we discuss what we're looking at as we approach the end of 2017. It's fourth quarter. It's October 2nd. In 90 days, we'll be in 2018. What do the next 90 days hold? So on that note, I'm going to start off with Trey here because, Trey, you came at me full steam today with a wonderful chart and talking about what the different scenarios are for this quarter.
Yeah, so 90 days left. The way we see it, it really shows four scenarios that are going to lay out between now and the end of the year. And they're really kind of binary scenarios. One has to do with tax cuts, whether or not they happen, and one has to do with the Fed decision, whether or not the Fed raises rates, and how those two interact. So we all know, or we all see, that tax cuts between now and the end of the year will be very positive for the market. We've seen that over the last few weeks. As that's gained momentum, the market has shot up.
Right.
And so what you see in the top right quartile, we see tax cuts and the Fed does not raise rates. Those two things both are very positive for the market.
No doubt about it.
The Fed's going to raise rates or it's not. Taxes are going to get cut or they're not. The complete opposite end is we get no tax cut, but the Fed does raise rates. Those both are negative for the market. Then in between, you see a tax cut with a rate change. That might happen because tax cuts are positive. The Fed gets worried about inflation. So then they raise rates to kind of slow down the growth. Still, net-net, likely very positive. Yeah. And then you have no tax cut. Then the Fed doesn't feel like the economy is going to grow because fiscally, we're not getting anything done. You have no rate hike. Also, likely, possibly positive for the end of the year. So two very different scenarios between tax cuts and not tax cuts, rate hike, no rate hike. It could completely change how the market goes between now and the end of the year.
Right. And from that, we're pulling back the curtain here in our debates from portfolio strategies to say these are the scenarios that we're looking at. And you also mentioned that companies that have the higher tax rate have already benefited this year from the proposed tax rate.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah, just as soon as the news started to come out, the high tax rate companies started to greatly outperform low tax rate companies. So you're already seeing the market starting to price this in.
Right. And we're remaining calm here, but Ashley, then you jumped in to say, let me tell you the advantage of tax cuts, or let's look at what President Trump and Congress are talking about, and does it actually work? Give us an example. So you had one this morning.
A great working laboratory of what could be the explosive impact that Trey is talking about is the state of North Carolina. The state of North Carolina back in 2012 undertook comprehensive tax reforms, and they did the same four things that Trump is looking at.
Okay. What are those four?
Number one, they cut their corporate tax rate in half. Number two, they cut their personal income tax rate across the board about 2.75%. The third thing they did is they doubled the standard deduction. The fourth thing they did is they eliminated their state death tax. From 2012 until now, this is what has happened in that state. It has the highest personal income growth in the country all 4 years. It's got the highest corporate growth in business all 4 years.
Okay.
In addition to that, the state has created budget surpluses that they are now, in an indirect way, trying to pass back in the form of more tax cuts. You want to see how powerful the nations could be? Look at North Carolina.
That's a great example. So when you take these two discussions right here and combine them, but then adding to that, Bobby, you just talked about the confidence level that we've got in this market, not only in terms of corporate earnings, but what we're seeing behind the scenes on some data. So talk about that.
Yeah, last week we mentioned that we were looking at the Purchasers Managers Index on Friday. That report came out very strong, especially on backlog, demand for products, then also employment. That's important because that shows the economy is still going strong. Corporations are still bullish on the consumer and the economy.
So they're buying not only for today, but they're buying for the next 90 days and 120 days as we go into 2018.
Exactly. Corporations are saying we feel good that the economy is going to be strong for our goods and products and services going forward into next year.
Right. So even regardless of what's taking place here on these whole tax issues, corporate America is still very positive.
Exactly.
On that.
And as we head into fourth quarter, it's important to look at some historical numbers. No guarantees at all.
Right.
Fourth quarter has historically been the best quarter going back to 1940.
Okay.
And so that's very important. Annual returns, 3.9%. And also 79% of the time, fourth quarter has been positive. No guarantees with that, but some historical numbers.
Sure.
We think tax reform will remain a tailwind going into fourth quarter. Yeah. So some good things.
Yeah. So on that note, you need to understand that we think there's a lot of positives going on here in terms of corporate earnings, market conditions, as well as watching closely what could take place within Congress. We will keep you updated. Continue to watch us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And also from the standpoint, the conversations, whether one-on-one, the phone calls, the emails, we thoroughly enjoy those. In fact, the topics we choose a lot of times are determined by your feedback and input. Yes. So have a great week and know that we will keep you updated. Thanks.